According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, prevalence of opioid use disorder among women delivering babies more than quadrupled from 1999 to 2014, and Kentucky has one of the highest rates in the nation. Volunteers at St. Joseph East Women's Hospital in Lexington, known as Cuddlers, help comfort the babies who were exposed to opioids in utero. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson. Wearing a blue smock and blue gloves, Emily Putman cradles baby Maverick, holding him close, rocking back and forth. The volunteer cuddler softly strokes the infant's forehead between his eyebrows with her thumb.
Rubbing their head makes them feel really nice and secure, and just having them tighten up close makes them feel secure enough to be able to fall asleep.
Baby Maverick is in the Neonatal Intensive Care Unit, or NICU, at St. Joe's because he was born prematurely. But Emily is usually soothing and cuddling babies who have neonatal abstinence syndrome, or NAS. It's a drug withdrawal syndrome experienced shortly after birth by infants who were exposed to opioids in utero. Putman says when she was trained how to comfort a baby in the NICU, she was also warned these newborns are irritable and easily upset.
When they get taken out of a blanket where most babies would cry for a little bit, they'll scream, they'll get very angry, and it takes them a long time to calm down even after they're wrapped back up. And it can be really heartbreaking to hold a baby that you know has just been, you know, subjected to things that they didn't agree for, you know, just to have this innocence going through withdrawal. Like, it's a very painful thing to watch.
According to the National Institute on Drug Abuse, the incidence of NAS in Kentucky increased from 0.4 cases per 1,000 births in 2000 to 15 cases per 1,000 births in 2013, a more than 37-fold increase. The average stay of babies going through withdrawal at St. Joe's is 15 days, according to Dr. Calden Jundy, medical director of the Neonatal Intensive Care Unit. He says their nervous systems are not well organized and they're not able to eat.
Babies who have withdrawal, one of the big problems that we face with them is that they don't gain weight because they're fidgety all the time. And when you fidget, you burn a lot of calories. So when you are held, it is actually part of the treatment. That is known, that is a fact that is known, that helps them ease the withdrawal and avoid pharmacological treatment.
He says still, babies who need to be treated with medication due to withdrawal benefit from and need the Cuddler program.
The Cuddler program is an essential part of any neonatal intensive care unit, especially in this day and age with NAS, because unfortunately the medical team doesn't have always all the time to go and just sit and rock a baby for an hour. And so the cuddlers provide that when the mom is not here.
Dr. Jundy says statewide, hospitals have a protocol to get babies home as soon as possible. He adds the protocol for NAS babies includes the Cuddler program, which he says helps reduce hospital stays significantly. Cuddlers like Emily Putman spend several hours a week at the hospital comforting the newborn babies. The 18-year-old is taking steps to be a NICU nurse. Her volunteer opportunity is personal since her little sister, who the family adopted, was an NAS baby. The Putmans got Sarah when she was 2 years old. Now she's six, and Emily says doing very well. Emily says she could not have prepared for what she gets from the cuddling experience.
Giving compassion to people is just always something that's so rewarding, more than anything else, just being able to give your time and to love these little babies that don't always have, you know, parents to come and give them the love that they deserve.
There are 26 active cuddlers at St. Joe's Neonatal Intensive Care Unit making a difference. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson.